Last year, the report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said 1,160 people in Vermont were homeless. This year, that number is up to 1,454. The number of homeless Vermonters using emergency shelters is up by roughly 70% since last year. Elizabeth Reedy is director of the John Graham Shelter in Vergennes, which added a transitional housing facility this year. Reedy says the new housing is already occupied.
We're also seeing people staying for longer periods, an average of 60 days. People are staying at the shelter, and we used to see people staying for only like 21 days.
Shelters are seeing an increased demand and growing capacity, but advocates are also hoping the state will expand its programs to help low-income Vermonters get housing or keep the housing they have. In a report to Governor Peter Shumlin in September, a group of community organizations recommended changes that could help reduce the number of homeless Vermonters.
Two of the top ones pertaining to homelessness have to do with increasing the Vermont Housing Subsidy Voucher, which helps families bridge the gap between what their incomes are and the cost of housing. And the second recommendation is to increase the emergency shelter program, which helps provide case management, down payment assistance, rental assistance.
Dave Iacovone is commissioner of Vermont's Department of Children and Families. He says the state is working hard to address homelessness in Vermont, but could do more with more money.
All we can do is the best we can do with the resources that we have. If our economy improves and generates more resources, by all means, that would be a good thing to make those investments. But frankly, that's something I don't have control over.
Despite the limited resources, Iacovone said the state is spending more to help homeless Vermonters than it was 2 years ago. A $3 million state program distributes funds to local community organizations working on poverty issues. The state's housing subsidy program pays $500,000 annually to keep low-income Vermonters in their homes.
How effective are the programs? Well, you might say, well, gee, homelessness continues to rise. Homelessness is a complicated issue. Part of it is folks being challenged to have wages that will pay for some very expensive housing. The cost of housing continues to go up, and that's a larger economic problem than we can solve with our own housing budget.
Budget problems at the federal level haven't made things any easier. Iacovone says the sequester has meant that Vermont has lost nearly 800 Section 8 housing vouchers from the federal government. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.